This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. There's a movie coming out next weekend you've likely seen ads for, even if you didn't know it. Those "I'm so over you, Sarah Marshall," and "My mother never liked you, Sarah Marshall" signs that have been popping up on taxi cabs, buses, and billboards across the country don't mention anything about a film, but they do mention a website. At IHateSarahMarshall.com, you'll find a blog about a guy who was recently dumped by his girlfriend and videos like this one.
Sarah, hopefully at some point you'll Google me and you'll stumble onto this website and you'll watch these video blogs and you'll know that I love you.
The blog is fake, but the movie is real. It's called Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and the internet has played a huge role in its marketing. And that's becoming a much more common phenomenon, says Jody Harris. Harris writes for iMedia Connection, a website that covers the digital advertising industry.
What's different about online is that you can spend more time than the movie is actually going to run looking on the websites and learning more about what the plot is. And it's someplace that you're going to spend a lot of time as opposed to a print ad that you might see while flipping through a magazine and doing something else.
That's why studios have begun investing a lot more money in their websites. NBC Universal hired 4 different companies to work on the Forgetting Sarah Marshall digital campaign. One of those companies was Jet Set Studios.
Right. So here, I'll go ahead with this. Sister Carmen has a crush on you. It's a very simple application.
When I visited their offices in West Los Angeles, Jet Set's president, Patrick Young, showed me another one of their recent campaigns, a website for the spoof film Meet the Spartans, starring Carmen Electra. At the site, you can enter a friend's name, phone number, and email, triggering an elaborate practical joke. Your friend then gets an email linking to an online video where Carmen Electra pretends to call her new boyfriend, a.k.a. your buddy, after taping a TV interview.
Are you calling,
Yeah, I told him I would call him as soon as we finished this interview. So
okay, well,
I didn't want to leave him hanging or anything.
Moments later, your friend will get an actual personalized phone call.
Hey, Carlos. It's me, Carmen. Baby, I miss you so bad. Let's make a date to see Meet the Spartans.
Viral interactive content is par for the course now, but it wasn't always this way, says Jet Set's Patrick Young.
When movie marketing online first started out, the websites actually were kind of the redheaded stepchild. They were sort of an obligatory afterthought.
Now studios realize that a movie's website can make a big difference, says Jet Set's creative director, Russell Scott.
It's very much branding something that doesn't exist. So it's creating a relationship with the audience or the user with something that they know that they might like, but you have to, the website's job is to familiarize themselves with it and really let them interact with it.
For example, Scott says there's the website they did for last year's cult hit Superbad. The site featured a sound gallery where you could mix music with lines from the various characters, including the underage kid who got the fake ID with the name McLovin.
I'm McLovin! Woo! I am McLovin! Woo!
Kids were starting to call each other McLovin on their MySpace pages before the film came out, because of all this online material that we were serving them up with. And that's how you can tell when something's really hitting, is if it enters into the zeitgeist before it's even released.
There are no clear-cut measures of whether or not online buzz translates into box office bonanzas. And, says Variety reporter Sam Thielman, big, splashy websites aren't ideal for all films.
Stuff that has sort of a high geek factor, like, science fiction films, fantasy films, things where you're going to be dealing with an audience that's very computer-savvy. Anything based on a video game is going to have a fantastic website.
But, Thielman says, computer-generated prank calls and interactive games don't really seem to go hand-in-hand with a more serious film like Atonement. That might be why studios are still spending way more of their marketing budgets on traditional advertising media like TV and print, but who knows what the future holds. Doug Neal is Senior VP of Digital Marketing at NBC Universal. He says studios are beginning to discover that some movie websites can live on long after the film has left the theaters.
We have some sites that are for films from several years ago, but there are features on those sites that still get a lot of traffic and interest, which helps to maintain awareness for titles that were released several years ago.
Neal says that interest comes in handy when studios later release films on DVD and pay-per-view. And, of course, it's not too hard to imagine that sometime in the future, consumers will be able to buy a download of a movie at that movie's website, too.